Good morning. We welcome you to the worship services of South Norfolk Baptist Church. Our ushers are coming forward with visitors' cards. And those of you who are visiting this morning, we'd like to have a record of your visit. If you are visiting, would you raise your hand, please, so that we can see you and give you a visitor's card. Raise your hand and keep it raised. Any of you who are visiting with us? There are some right in the middle. Someone see them, okay. Thank you. We're glad that you're here. Any others in the balcony? We're glad that you are visiting with us this morning. And those of you who are our members, we're glad that you're here this morning. Let me make several announcements that are important for our week. One is for this afternoon at 6:30, there will not be music makers or preschool choir rehearsal. There will not be. So parents, you remember that this evening. At 8:30, you and your parents are invited to a calendar party looking at the summer, all the activities that are already scheduled for you. If you will come, bring your parents, also eating some ice cream together. To find out if there's any questions that you have about the summer activities that are coming. So you come, if your friends are not here today, if you'll invite them, tell them to be here so that they will know what's going on for our summer in our youth ministry. On Wednesday, we will start a monthly visitation ministry for the summer at 6:15, church-wide visitation. You come out and bring other members of your Sunday school class or your other members of your family to come out and visit with us as we try to do this the first Wednesday of the month throughout the summer. At 6:15, try to bring them, be back then about 7:15 or 7:30 and bring them back to the prayer service on Wednesday night. Our associational missions goal is $350. At the present, we have $234.84, so we're still short of our associational missions goal. Another announcement that is not, that you have not seen anything about yet, if you were here Wednesday night, you heard a little bit about. On June the 15th, a youth choir from Broadus Memorial Baptist Church in Richmond will be with us singing at 7:30 that night. That's a Tuesday night.
Right. Isn't that right?
Yeah, Tuesday night, June the 15th, and we're going to need housing for these young people as they come and sing with us. So if you were willing to open your home to how many ever, one or more, if you will contact Mike about that as soon as you can, today or sometime this week, if you would do that so that we can get that help. Okay, thank you.
As the universe around me,
Our Father, we thank Thee that we come not today to praise ourselves, but we come in deep humility to acknowledge the living God. As we stand in the majesty of His presence today to worship, we pray that Thou shalt lift us up and help us to exalt His holy name. For it's in His name we pray. Amen.
Turn with me to 495 as we sing together, please. Hymn number 495 as we stand, please.
Thank you. Let's turn in our Bibles to 1 Samuel chapter 13 and verse 19. 1 Samuel 13, 19. Now I want to raise some money. Last Wednesday night, we made a decision to have the two houses moved from the area adjacent to our parking lot to give us more parking area. And believe you me, this morning while I was taxicabbing around, I discovered that we really needed that extra space. And so on suggestion of some members of the staff last Wednesday night that we give $100 apiece, we're going to begin this morning. I'm going to be the leader. And I have some envelopes here for others who will follow. And it'll just take about 23 of us and we'll get it done, right? Okay, I'm going to put them up here. And my check is in the envelope. He's like Zacchaeus, he went up the tree. So We are going to raise this money to move in these houses. We had a real good price at tearing them down, clearing the lot, getting all of the debris off, and getting it in shape for parking. So we're going to have about $2,300 bill. As soon as it's done, it'll take about maybe a couple weeks or so to get it done, and we'll get it done very quickly. So we all cooperate, pitch in. We can do this with a little effort, and I think a good rainy Sunday is a good time to do it. So the envelopes are here. They're marked special. You put your name, your address, and the amount. You don't have a check with you today. You can bring it tonight or next Sunday. It'll count. So we hope to get this accomplished very shortly. Now, if you will turn with me in the book of 1 Samuel, in verse 19 of chapter 13, is a remarkable passage of scripture. Now there was no blacksmith found throughout all the land of Israel, for the Philistines said, lest the Hebrews make them swords or spears. But all the Israelites went down to the Philistines to sharpen every man his share and his coulter and his axe and his mattock, that is his hoe. Yet they had a file for the mattock and for the coulters and for the forks and for the axes and to sharpen the goads. So it came to pass in the day of battle that there was neither sword nor spear found in the hand of any of the people that were with Saul and Jonathan, but with Saul and with Jonathan his son was there found. And the garrison of the Philistines went out to the passage of Michmash. A wonderful reading, and our text this morning will be taken from the 19th verse. There was no blacksmith throughout all the land of Israel. Let us bow for a moment to meditation and prayer. Father, in prayer, there are so many important personal matters that we bring to Thee this morning. There's so many things that we have in our hearts between us and between God. And this is a time today in our service when we confess our sins, the sins of omission, the sins of commission. This is a time when we express our praise our gratitude comes the good things that we have been blessed with. This is a time when we pour out our hearts to Thee, the Lord Jesus, who has loved us, gave Himself for us. This is a time of deep concern for others. So many in the hospitals, at home, plus those who grieve because of sorrow, the transitions of life that are taking place. But this is a time, our Father, today, when we renew our promises to Thee, and we look for the victories that will come through our consecration. Lord, not only renew, but move this great church of God to do Thy work in a more vigorous way. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our offertory hymn is 507. Hymn number 507, as we stand together, please.
Father, we thank Thee for the opportunity of giving. It is not that God needs our money today, but we need to give. We pray Thy blessings upon our tithes and offerings and upon our gifts for the project of our parking lot. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
While Russell moves, let me express my appreciation to this group behind me and tell you that they are the Foundation singers, and they have met usually twice a month around the two senior citizens groups and Southside WMU and WMU here. We've tried to meet two times a month, and I would encourage you, we'll not meet this summer, but I'd encourage you, if you're interested, to join us in the fall as we meet again. And just want you to know that I appreciate their faithfulness and their work this year. And you'll hear them prayerfully now as you hear "Since Jesus Passed By" Gaither team.
A shortage of blacksmiths. First Samuel 13:19. This past week, the city manager of Portsmouth, Mr. House, and some of his close associates met with an unfortunate accident. I briefly scanned some of the comments in the newspaper concerning this man who had been city manager in our Tidewater area, in all the cities. And there was a little sentence that kept reoccurring. He was a man talented and gifted with details. He very carefully planned on every subject to be discussed in the council. And he was a very detailed individual. I read of that and I thought of the Bible. How detailed, how wonderful the Word of God comes. Always with little things that we never dreamed of. Israel wanted a king. They had a king. And the history of Saul in verse 5 of this chapter, we discover 30,000 chariots, 600 horsemen from the Philistines were coming in. Israel was in hiding. Verse 8 to verse 15, we find the scene shifting to Gilgal. The king is there waiting for the preacher to come, Samuel. Samuel is slow coming. Plainly, the people were waiting on the preacher. Some of the people scattered. Saul became impatient. Took things in his own hand. Why Samuel was slow coming, we're not told. He might have been waiting on his choir. This one was on time this morning, and the other one most of the time. But why Samuel was delayed, there might have been some crisis or tragic event. But nevertheless, Saul felt that everybody had gathered and Samuel was slow getting there. Therefore, in verse 9, Samuel said, "Bring hither the burnt offering, and I will offer it myself." We will not wait for Samuel to come. In verse 11, Samuel said, "What hast thou done?" And Saul begins to offer his excuses. He says, number one, the people were scattered. Number two, you were not on my schedule. Number three, the Philistines are moving ahead.